And as I mentioned, the opposition's legislation yesterday around reporting for the chief health officer, it was voted down. Today, the government, as I understand, is going to be introducing their legislation extending the CHO's powers for another 2 years. Now, joining me on the line right now is the opposition spokesperson for health, Bill Yan. Good morning to you, Bill.
Good morning, Katie, and good morning to your listeners.
Now, Bill, obviously that legislation that the CLP had drafted around greater reporting for the chief health officer, that was voted down yesterday in Parliament, wasn't it?
Yeah, look, we put this together quite some time ago, and the legislation is primarily about the advice that is coming to the CHO and that the CHO is putting out through government channels, that being then reported back through Parliament, so the actual reporting process is clear and transparent. All Territorians get to see what that advice is, and that, of course, that advice is affecting their day-to-day lives,
yeah.
Rather than just what we see in the Labor press conferences. And it's been a while since we've had a press conference, Katie, so who knows what the advice has been lately.
So, Bill, exactly what are the concerns here? Was the worry and is the worry still the fact that you know, we could have changes made when it comes to the way in which COVID is being managed, but that the chief health officer isn't going to actually have to report on those changes or why they're made?
Well, the changes with the government's legislation that they're putting in today, we have the Health Emergency Act. So the government has to declare the health emergency to enact those powers that it uses to get the public to do things, i.e. the vaccination mandate, wearing masks, isolation and all those sorts of things. So there's a criteria around what that public health emergency is. Now, the government want to cease that public health emergency because COVID, in some ways, it's winding back. We're moving to the endemic stage rather than the pandemic stage. But rather than the government actually ceasing those powers under that Emergency Act and then maybe bring it back if we see a re-emergence of another strain of COVID, they're now going to give virtually all the powers, or actually all the powers in that Emergency Health Act, to the CHO for 2 years without the checks and balances that currently the government has. So the CHO will have all these unfettered powers for 2 years. There's no reporting requirements as it currently sits under the current Public Health Emergency Act, where the CHO has to report back 3 months after the end of it. And it's a detailed report outlining all the things that he's done and what the outcomes were. That disappears out the window. We don't see that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And the CHO has these powers now for 2 years without those checks and balances of government.
So, Bill, is the expectation today that is indeed going to pass through Parliament today, and that's the situation that we're going to find ourselves in?
Well, unless some of the Labor members can see this for what it really is, and that's giving unprecedented powers to an unelected official and not an elected member. So unless their members can see past that, Labor are going to ram this through. They have the numbers to push it through. I know that the CLP will be voting against it. I can't speak for the independents, but I know a number of the independents aren't particularly happy about this either. But, unless some of the Labor members can get past their party and use their actual conscience and some logic, we're going to see this push through Parliament today, and this will be forced upon Territorians now for the next 2 years.
Bill, I know that there was a petition that was doing the rounds. Did that end up being tabled in Parliament? And any idea how many people actually signed it in the end?
That was tabled in Parliament last week, Caden, where there was over 4,000 signatures on that petition. Of course, that petition then goes through to the Public Accounts Committee for review, and then it's brought back to Parliament if needed. But because of the issues last week with the Chief Minister resigning and, of course, Labor government being thrown into a little bit of a chaos while they figured out who was going to be in charge, the Labor government has effectively shut down the PAC last week and this week. So the Public Accounts Committee won't be able to hold those meetings probably until the next few weeks, maybe hopefully before estimates, so we'll get to discuss that that petition then, and then bring it back before Parliament.
Bill, what else is on the opposition's agenda today in Parliament?
Well, we've got the legislation today about injuries to people whilst in custody, so we'll be looking at that quite closely. Look, we we're looking to support this piece of legislation because it actually puts a cap on what the government is paying out. But more importantly, if there is compensation paid to a person in custody, it goes into a trust. And from that trust, there can be orders for fines and victims' payments taken out of any monies given to somebody under this legislation. But we'll be pushing an amendment to this legislation because the government failed to include restitution payments ordered by a court. So if someone gets some money under this piece of legislation, we would like to see restitutions paid out of that too. But sadly, it's not retrospective, Katie. It doesn't go back to the $35 million that the government gave away to youth from Don Dale. That money's already been paid. That's gone. So we won't see that back again. But this piece of legislation limits those payments in the future, which is probably in some respects a good thing.
Well, Bill Yan, the opposition spokesperson for health, always good to talk to you. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Katie. Have a great day.
You too.